You're listening to Sunday Reflections on Gripped. So you're very welcome to our Gospel Reflections here from St. Mary's Pope's Quay in Cork.
So this Sunday's Gospel, many of you will be familiar with it. It's about the rich man and Lazarus. So we have Lazarus at the gate and the rich man walking by daily. That's the impression we get from the Gospel, and ignoring Lazarus. And then we have the scene of both dying, Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham, and the rich man in Hades, in the place of the dead, and that dialogue that goes on between the rich man and Abraham. Looking at this, this is the beauty of this. We look back to the beautiful encyclical, Pope Pius XII, on the mystical body of Christ, and this idea that the church is a society, and the idea of a body made up of all its members, all its organs. Well, the Holy Father makes that connection with the body of Christ, that when one members suffer, all the other members share in its pain. And so the same idea of this empathy, this love of one's neighbour, extends in the Christian context to each other. And it is, I mean, not to be, obviously, our love our neighbour is everybody, but it does start with our own Christian brothers and sisters. Come to the assistance of the ailing. And that's not just in the physical sense. Obviously, we reach out to those who are poor and who need our assistance in whatever way, but also those who are spiritually poor, those who are struggling in the spiritual life. That's part of our call in the society we call the body of Christ. We enter into that mystical body of Christ through baptism. And also, we all have to play our part in that there is an order within this church and society. Again, the Holy Father talks about that, this order, and that we all have a function in this society. So just looking at the church just as a society, and with everything that goes with that, laws, regulations, and commitments, duties, and responsibilities. So it's this wonderful imagery that we have, Father Marius, of the church as a society, and that we're all responsible for each other. All have different gifts, all have different talents. We all have different functions. We make up this wonderful body of Christ with Christ as our head.
Yeah, and that is a responsibility that we have as well, which goes with that we are to look after each other, you know, that you're more gifted in some ways than I am, and you've more of something than I have, whether it's money or talent or time or, you know, an ability to help in some way. So we have to share our gifts and talents and realize that what we've been given has been given to us by God. You know, that great line of scripture from the book of Job, "Naked I came into the world, naked I shall depart." Everything we have is given to us by God. And, you know, you really see that in this parable that Jesus speaks about, the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man is described as being in this purple, which purple dye would have been very expensive. So anyone who had purple dyed clothes was very, very wealthy. He feasted every day. He didn't just feast occasionally, but every single day, and lived this extravagant lifestyle. And on his doorstep was this poor man, Lazarus, who was starving, who had, you know, health-wise was suffering with sores, so bad that the dogs would come along and lick his sores. And he knew who Lazarus was. This is the thing. When we see later on in the parable, he asks Abraham in heaven to send Lazarus to him to dip the tip of his finger to cool him. He knows Lazarus by name, and yet he continues to ignore him. And that's why it's so, so serious that he has no love for his poor brother who is dying on his doorstep. And so it shows us the importance of being aware of, we mightn't have people like that who are dying on our doorstep. You do, unfortunately, in some parts of the world where there's tremendous poverty and destitute, but we may have someone who's gone through a bereavement or is struggling in their marriage or struggling in financially or some way, and we just remain indifferent to them, just concerned about ourselves and enjoying ourselves and so forth. So we have to be aware of the needs of others and try and help them. That's our responsibility as a Christian. Yeah.
And this is, I mean, the Holy Father goes on in that encyclical talking about, and obviously not directly, but indirectly talking about the danger of sin being contagious, of infecting the body. So the rich man and his sin of omission, his sin of, you know, ignoring the suffering of another, is something that the Holy Father would say has that, can be contagious within the body, and obviously spread that sin throughout. It's a true bad example we're all affected by bad example as we're all affected by good example. And so it's encouraging each other. I mean, Aristotle and Aquinas talk about this idea of true friendship. True friendship is not based on money. It's not based on laughter. It's not based indeed on many other things. It's based on two people coming together who want to see the other excel in virtue. And it's encouraging each other in virtue. We have in the Dominicans and other orders will have the what we call the chapter of faults, where we don't have it anymore, but traditionally we had it where brothers once a week would admit their own faults, and then brothers would call them out on faults that they mightn't have recognised in themselves. And again, that's the idea of building community and building friendship and trying to help each other grow in virtue. So it's so important that, and then the Holy Father goes on, of course, to talk about that great gift that the body, every human body, needs the proper means to provide for its own life, health and growth. And he says, similarly, the mystical body, what it has to provide for its own life, health and growth, of course, is the sacraments. And so when we do fall into sin, what we turn to, of course, is the sacrament of penance. And that heals ourselves and indeed heals that, if you want to put it, infected part of the body.
Absolutely. And it's the sacrament, really, which we spoke about last week, about the Dominican priest in the States who is going around his college campus on a golf cart offering the sacrament of penance, sacrament of reconciliation, confession to people. So important, this great gift we've been given by God, that we can go into the sacrament and be healed and receive so much grace and remove the burdens and shame which make us so sad and kill the life of grace within us. And so we're free after the sacrament to soar in the sky like that bird. And it really is, you know, it's so important that we start telling people about the sacrament of reconciliation and confession again, and getting people to go back to confession, because it'll be an entry point for many to come back into a life of relationship with God.
It's interesting that the Holy Father talks about the person in sin, and it said the person in sin, unless they're in schism, heresy or apostasy, they're still within the body of Christ. So even if we're in grave sin, even if, as they say in Dublin, we have a mortler on our soul, we're still part of the body of Christ. And he encourages, Holy Father says, let us show charity to the weak member and obviously encourage that person on the way. Augustine, he quotes Augustine, to be cured within the church's community, it's better than to be cut off from the body. As long as a member still form parts of the body, there's no reason to despair of its cure. Once it's been cut off, it can neither be cured or healed. So that importance for, you know, that encouragement, we encourage again each other in virtue. And if we do fall into vice, of course, we have the great gift of the sacrament of confession. An interesting thing with the Holy Father pointing out on marriage. I know we have many married couples listening into us.
Do we?
at least one.
Okay.
You know, if I had two, that'd be many. Yeah, but it's in which he says that the provision is made. We're talking about marriage. Provision is made for the external and duly regulated increase of Christian society, and what is of great importance for the correct religious education of the children. Without which, and this is a dramatic statement, I think, from the Holy Father, but so true. Without which, this mystical body would be in grave danger. So we're talking earlier about the Catholic schooling. So for the correct religious education of the children, without which the mystical body would be in grave danger. So just the importance of matrimony, the importance of that sacrament in building up the body of Christ.
You've been listening to Sunday Reflections on Grip.